From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Michelle Norris. And now, a conversation about love. I mean, who can deny the world needs more love? Soul singer Al Green has spent his entire career trying to spread the love. Green became famous singing love songs in the 1970s with hits like Let's Stay Together and Tired of Being Alone. In the 80s, he shifted to gospel and released several religious albums. Now Al Green has shifted back to secular music with his latest album, Lay It Down. Listen to that voice. After all these years, he still has the magic. And when you sit down to talk to him, as I recently did, it's also clear that he's still in love with life and with the sound of his own voice.
Listen at that boy. I never seen such a smiling man. I'm telling you, that's a happy fella.
At age 72, Green is also a happy fella, boyishly playful, almost silly.
Michelle Norris. Michelle Norris.
Man, I never thought I'd hear Al Green singing my name. On this album, Green tried something new. Instead of working with his old-school Memphis rhythm section, he teamed up with younger artists. Questlove, the drummer for the hip-hop band The Roots, served as co-producer, and contemporary artists like John Legend and Corinne Bailey Ray sang duets with Green. But even with all that new blood, the sound is still vintage Al Green. He told me that the music, much like love, is all about chemistry.
We didn't have anything wrote down when we went in there. We just had an idea, and that's all we had, and we just started writing these songs. It's like everybody just jumped in and started making the music. That's what was important.
You know, we listen to the music there. There are these moments where your feelings erupt or spill out. It's not necessarily in the form of lyrics, but these sort of sounds that you make. When you arrange the music, do you have that in mind as a moment call for a particular cry or hum or a yelp, or is it just in the moment when you record? It just depends on where your head is at when you step into the studio.
No, it's basically to evoke emotion and love. Love, love. That's what Lay It Down is about.
Lay it down.
Put your keys down.
Let it go.
All my
fall in love.
Lay it down.
That's when you're tired, baby.
Lay it down.
Hey.
Put your keys down.
Put your hat down.
Hey.
Put your car note down. Put everything down. Ain't nothing going nowhere.
Now, Mr. Green, it seems like the music industry has fallen out of love with love songs, and this CD is full of love songs.
Yeah, it's full of love songs, baby. There's love in it, out it, on the side of it, on top of it, on the bottom of it. There's love all everywhere, yeah.
Was that important to you?
Yeah, it's very important that we keep love in the hip-hop, rap, yeah.
Has the hip-hop movement, have they moved away from that? Is that something that got lost?
Well, I mean, I also have to say that a lot of times on the spring vacation, I watched that on TV with the kids out by the beach, and it was about the rap and the shirt off, the physical drive of it, which we know is not the most important drive. The physical drive is fine, but still, there's a greater drive than that. There's a more soulful, more emotional inner drive that makes things possible. Yeah.
Down, down, down. Now everything is going fast. You're the best thing I ever had. Oh, I'm losing you. Oh, make me, that would make me feel so bad. Help me say
Now, you're also the Right Reverend Al Green.
Absolutely.
Still active in the Full Gospel Tabernacle Church in Memphis, Tennessee.
Absolutely. 31 years, yeah.
I'm just curious now, when we hear a song like Take Your Time,
yeah,
what do the folks at Full Gospel think of that when you're singing these kind of love songs?
Well, the people at my church said they hadn't heard anything. That was the most beautiful thing they ever heard. They like the idea of obeying God. And God said you should love. Now, love may start out primitive, but if you give it chance and give it time, it'll grow into everlasting love.
A thing of beauty.
A thing of absolute beauty. That's important, to take time to fall in love again, baby.
Now, you grew up in a musical family. Your brother sang also. You're the son of a sharecropper.
Yeah.
When did you realize that your voice had a certain power to it, that you had power over people if you used your voice the right way?
Because it's not me that's speaking. It's mm-hmm. not me. It's another individual speaking through me. Mm-hmm. When I'm singing Standing in the Rain, it ain't about having a good time. Standing in the Rain is going through the hardships, heartaches, day-to-day trials, and the whole thing of this whole life. That's what Standing in the Rain means.
I stood all the pain, standing out here in the rain. Do you know my name? Mr.
That's why he's saying da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da, because I'm not going to worry about it. I'm just going to keep on going.
Da-da-da-da.
I ain't going to worry about a thing. He's on his way out now, babe.
I'm just going to keep
on smile on his face. Al Green, thank you for coming by to talk to us. All the best to you.
Thanks, Michelle Norris. I love you.
And you can listen to songs from Al Green's new album, Lay It Down, at our website, npr.org/music.